I am happy to let you know about something that's going on this week. Let me re-cue this. There we go. In studio, we're talking with Jeremy. Jeremy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Foyette.
Jeremy Foyette. Hang on, let's try this. All right, you good?
Yep.
All right. Jeremy, you represent an organization that's trying to do something for the better. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on? Tell me about the organization and we'll talk about the event.
Yeah, the Friends of Humboldt Park is a friends group. Most of the parks, or a lot of the parks in Milwaukee, have them. They're really an extra fundraising group, an extra community group to subsidize, you know, what funds actually no longer subsidize some of the parks and keep them clean, keep them beautiful, and keep them engaged with the community. So there's assets in them that, you know, the community is representative of.
Yeah, I was a part-time county employee, and I can tell you that the budget there, when I was a kid, there used to be a full-time staff devoted to every park, and those days are long gone, and it's, unfortunately, you can kind of see in some areas they're getting a little ragged, and with the advent of the emerald ash borer, it's really taking a toll on I think it's all around the city, but in Bayview in particular, I've noticed maybe hundreds of trees being cut down.
Pretty bad. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's really a pox, and so I'm excited about your project. You have plans for 100 trees.
Yeah, I walk through the park every morning. I live across from Humboldt Park, and you know, thought how much I was using the park, and said, you know, I probably should give something back. I'm walking through it every day, but I'm not doing anything for it besides just walking through it. I went to the friends group. They had organized structure around some other things, and I said, what if we did 100 for Humboldt? The park lost 79 trees in the last 3 years, approximately, and it's pretty substantial. If you walk through it, you can see there are actually a lot of them are laying on the ground right now as they kind of chop them up
due to wind and disease.
Mostly the disease. It was kind of apparent, like, we should bring the community together. Started calling up some friends called other friends, and we kind of got this little network started. This will be the second social event. We hosted the first one at 1840, and they donated some money. So we're trying to raise 100 trees, and there's really no time frame to it. I think we can get there sooner than the next 2 years, but that'd be our end goal.
Now, with the 100 trees, are you consulting with arborists for the most advantageous trees? Are you doing some kind of mapping on that stuff?
Yeah, the county has a process to go through. Basically, what they don't have is the funds and the manpower to put them all in. So the resources are for both of those. Been talking to a couple other people at the city forestry, but this is a county park, so we've been going there. So the project this Wednesday is really to get momentum going and keep the awareness going. So at the Humboldt Park Beer Garden, now it's called The Vine. I should properly say
Empanadas.
What the new name is. Wine Bar, I think. There'll be $1 for every drink goes to the park. We'll have raffle tickets and people can donate. Last time, a couple of people donated trees themselves. You can donate, you know, if you're a company or a person. Right now, the price is around $200 for us to do that. So you can, you know, some realtors are giving them to their clients, gifting them and things like that. We're coming up with a concept in the pavilion where we'll have a big tree with everybody's name on it that has donated for this project over the course of time until we get our number.
And I know the county has their own arborist. Do you buy the trees from
Correct.
The county?
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
And do they determine what sort of trees are going to go into
Correct.
The park?
Correct. We
have
a
any
little,
idea? Like,
you know, I donated one last year and I got a burr oak tree, so we named it Burr Oak Obama. So we can kind of be like, say we want this tree, but they don't want to put certain trees that could be, you know,
because some trees will thrive. I mean, you don't necessarily want to put a willow in a certain place
they're pretty strict about what goes in there.
Excellent. And do you have any are there grids where you can you pick trees, or are you going to be planting them where they come down?
The county, again, will be putting those trees wherever they see fit. Like, I wasn't able last year to pick where my tree was going.
Okay.
But if we do raise, you know, 50 trees, it's going to have to be a little more thought out than last year. There was only 2 trees donated before this project started.
Now, are you doing it piecemeal to 100, or are you waiting to get the entire
We'll just be doing it rolling. Okay. So when we, you know, in September, there's like tree day, so the whole park does tree day, so they plant them all that day. I imagine if we get to 50 or even 100 this year, it'll have to be rolled out over the course of time, but that will be that we'll be planting whatever we have raised in September, October time frame.
Okay. I grew up in the neighborhood, and Humboldt Park was always, it's such a great park. We have, WMSC has the backyard barbecue held there every year.
Totally.
Chill on the Hill is a great, for local music enthusiasts, it's a great free night out on a Tuesday night. So I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with Humboldt Park. It's on Howell Avenue and bordered by Oklahoma, Logan, Montana, I think. But it's a fairly large park, and it's got good topography. It's hilly. There's so the lack of trees there are pretty. It's pretty stark in some points.
Yeah.
where there used to be shade and places for kids to, I mean, there were trees I used to climb as a kid that are no longer there.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. But
it does. I mean, it's substantial. I mean, when you have a whole area that's open field where you can toss like a frisbee now compared to a couple years ago where you couldn't.
Right.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
I spend a fair amount of my leisure time on golf courses, and it's the same thing throughout the county. It's just that ash borer is just taking down so much. It's really tragic. So yeah, this Wednesday night at Vine.
Yeah, 6 to 8 p.m. Come down. Bring your dog. It's Bark in the Park, so you can bring your dog. We'll have dog treats and things for your dogs. So, so come on down for that. It'd be great. You know, it's going to be a good time, and a lot of meeting some new people too in the neighborhood.
My dog puts the bark in the park for sure. But yeah, Wednesday night from 6 to 8. If you can come down, a dollar from every drink goes towards raising trees in Humboldt Park, which is a noble cause. And it's something that it's a legacy, really. You know, you get to do that. That's the nice thing about a tree is that it's perennial and it's there, you know, and you can point to it. My mom used to always take me to a cemetery in Hales Corners and show me a tree that she planted when she was a little girl. And I was amazed. You know, it was huge, and it was a beautiful memory.
I thought you were going to stop the story by the cemetery. That's ridiculous.
No, but it's something that you can feel really good about doing, and it's a project that benefits everyone and the environment. So if you can make it down Wednesday, you also, I understand, have another event this summer as well, right?
Yeah, in August, the first weekend in August on Saturday, we have a bocce tournament. So that happened before, that went away. We're bringing the bocce tournament back. That was a big fundraiser. We're ahead of the fundraising goal. This will be ongoing, so this won't be the last event either. We'll be doing mixers every month at a different business in Bayview, just to keep raising more money and more awareness and getting more people involved that want to help out until we reach our goal.
Fantastic. Is there a website or any
place
that someone can go to?
friendsofhumboldtpark.org.
Friends of Humboldt, H-U-M-B-O-L-D-T, Humboldt.org.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming down
thank
on
you.
A Monday afternoon, and I hope that everyone who heard this will make it down to Bark in the Park on Wednesday and head over to Vine, which is the western side of the pavilion in Humboldt Park, which is in the center across from the lagoon, and have a couple glasses of wine and know that some of your hard-earned cash is going to be for planting trees for generations to come. So,
thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming down. All right, everybody. Wednesday night. Be there or be square. What do we have for you? You know what? I got to do some digging. I queued up a couple things, and now I can't remember which one is going to play. So enjoy this.